I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu. It's Monday, the 11th of March, and today's news story is about two pilots falling asleep. But before we find out what exactly happened, let's take a look at some keywords. So here we have some vocabulary that I'll be using in the news story that you might not know or you might not be sure about. I'm just going to give you the words now. See if you can understand them when you hear them based on the context. And then at the end, we'll come back to all of these words to look at what they mean and how I use them. So let's start with a phrase. Off course. Off course. So not of course, but off. O-F-F, course. Next, a phrasal verb, to take over. Take over. What does it mean if somebody takes over? Next, a verb, drift. Drift. What does it mean if something drifts? Next, we have an adjective, amiss. A-M-I-S-S. What does that mean? If something is amiss. And finally, a phrasal verb, carry out. To carry out. Okay. So listen very carefully for those five words and phrases. See if you can hear them and understand them. I'll come back to them all at the end. And here is today's news story. During a night flight, it's nice to know that you can have a nice long sleep, and when you wake up, you'll be close to your destination. But that should only apply to the passengers, and preferably not to the people in charge of flying the plane. On a Batik Air flight to Jakarta in Indonesia, both pilots fell asleep for half an hour, taking the flight off course. Thankfully, the 153 passengers and four flight attendants were unharmed during the 2.5-hour journey from southeast Sulawesi. According to a report into the incident by Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee, one of the pilots asked the other if he could have a sleep. However, the co-pilot who took over then himself accidentally fell asleep, leaving the plane drifting off its designated flight path. They were reportedly both asleep for 28 minutes until the pilot woke up and realized something was amiss, with air traffic control contacting the aircraft to find out why they were going off course. The Transport Ministry said it strongly reprimands the airline and the pilots have been temporarily suspended. Air Transport Director General Maria Christy Endar-Murni said, "We will carry out an investigation and review of the night flight operation in Indonesia related with fatigue risk management for Batik Air and all flight operators." Batik Air said in a statement that it operates with adequate rest policy and that it was committed to implement all safety recommendations. According to the report, the first pilot asked to take a nap because he hadn't rested properly before the flight, while the second pilot was tired because he had one-month-old twin babies at home. Let's hope that they use this time out of work to get some rest. And that's today's news story. Okay, so it's a nightmare for any passenger on a flight. But let's take a look at the words that I gave you at the start. The first was a phrase, off course. So they both fell asleep, taking the flight off course. So this means not traveling along the correct route. Next, take over. The co-pilot who took over then himself accidentally fell asleep. So to take over means to become responsible for a task or for a job. Next, drift. So the plane drifted off its designated flight path. To drift is to be carried by wind or water, in this case, wind. Next, amiss. The pilot woke up and realized something was amiss. This means something's wrong, not as it should be. And lastly, carry out. So the Air Transport Director General said, we will carry out an investigation and review. So to carry out means to perform a task. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thanks for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it. You can read the full transcript and test your understanding with a comprehension quiz on the fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how you can join. I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.